before they begin to take productivity motivation. At the beginning of the electrical practice, did you let the motivation or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Let the motivation. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. I forgot the word. Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
新年快乐。新年快乐。新年快乐。嗯。So, those who are not, those who are not familiar, then, before doing the prostration, whether you do prostration by reciting Bhaja Bhaja Sapa or that, the confession downfall at the doing confession with this. doing confession with this. way, strong motivation, they has a regretfulness of the various negative karmas collected from beginningless rebirth. Thinking this way, that purpose of my life is to not just to achieve happiness for myself, not just to solve my own problems, but to free all sentiments from other suffering causes and bring to enlightenment. from sentiments as from whom I receive all my freedom and happiness, all the past, present, future, all the happiness, temporal, ultimate happiness. That then, then for that I need to achieve enlightenment, for that I need to exercise path. For that I need to purify the obstacle to performance. this not necessary to think every time, but this is the extension. when Lama Tsongkhapa asked to Manjushri, what is the quick way to achieve enlightenment, then Manjushri advised attempt all these together, purifying the obstacle for attainment. so that means the normally what the mentioned text is normally the Bhaja Sapa so forth, you see. So that includes confession downfall, this recital of this name and so forth, you see. And then collecting these conditioned merits and the issue was mentioned in the mandala shakra, you see. One pointedly make a request to the guru, that third, there's a blessing. And then the third, mind training the extra body, the stages of the path to enlightenment, the actual body. So this is the answer from Manjushri to Lama Tsongkhapa's question. So the so this practice is part of what Manjushri answer to Lama's obstacle question, you see. Purify the obstacles to have attainment of the path of enlightenment. However, then think, to feel about karma, you see, it's karma. To really feel it, deep of heart, you know, strongly, you see, the shortcomings, and then of the karma, and then to get the strong thought to purify, see. For that method, then, that. So, example, the example is there. Nirkama of one nirkama of one nirkama of killing, and then the that is for suffering result, and then one of the rapid aspects of the rebirth of the Lord, the three others we experience in the human realm. But with the environment, it puts the result, the unpleasant, see. Then very depressed place, very destitute place, you know, where you live, where you born. And you see food that you eat becomes side, food that you eat becomes side effect, you know. So, unable digest, can't digest food. If you eat food, can't digest food, become cause of sickness. If you eat medicine, it becomes side effect. And, even though it's correct medicine for that sickness, even though doctor, what medicine doctor gave is correct medicine for that sickness, but for that particular person, even though it helps others, but for that particular person, it becomes side effect. That cause to be healthy, a long life, it becomes cause for sicknesses and life of choice. So that. So for this, that's the positive result. In Tibetan called Dakpa Devu. So forth, these things are. So it's possible, so all that, from that, you can guess also in a house, cars, was meant for life, support, to help the life, happiness for life, or for a long life. However, but they become a condition of death, you know. So, it's similarity, you know, not only food, medicine, the other things that they help, eventually help life, but to have long life comfort, but it become cause of death, you see, similar, you see. So anyway, I guess it would be this similarity, you see, that it was expansion from that example I mentioned in the text. So I got, so, for example, diabetes, that many delicious food you can't eat, you know, you become excited, become harmful. So that, like I have, you see, so that, so those things here, you know, as I said about your text, that in the sutra, the Chandabhumi sutras, you see, Lama Tsongkhapa quoted, so they come out killing, you know, like that. So then the receiving cause so many harms for others, your life, you see. That, you know, the, the beginning, you see, see, your life become, I see, in danger. So the experience and result from the cause, see, others harm to you, so that, then the so so many times not necessary somebody kill you because you did some harm in this life to that person, to that animal, to that person, not necessary. There's so many times not having any story like that in this life, but suddenly somebody kill you. So that has a reason, and that's because that's the reason that you harm to that certain me in the past lives. So the cause that person harm you is the cause that what makes that person to harm you is done already. It didn't lie before this, or many billions of eons ago. See somebody. So you see like that. So but in the world, people who don't know karma, who don't know dharma, who don't know karma, who don't think that intellectually they know karma, but doesn't think of the daily life. Doesn't discover, doesn't recognize when the problem happens, doesn't think of karma. Even though intellectually, you know, the karma, okay, intellectually talk about karma, for example, like myself is talking about karma now, you see. So, but in the actual time, when the problem comes, we're difficult to remember it is karma, you see. So, so then the other one is creating results from the cause. Again you do action of killing because the negative imprint planted on the mind by the past and the karma of killing what was done life before this or what was done billions and zillions numberless eons ago, you see. So that, so engage against action of killing, you see. That was creating result, a similar to cause. So, so in what you think you do, the result, your experience, the result, similar to what you have done, that you have harmed to others in the past. And then third one is, the fourth one is, whatever you think you do is, so, the creating result, similar to cause. But, you're doing again what you did in the past, you see, so that. So this, so the last one is the, I would think the last one is the worst one. Then rebirth in the lower realms. Rebirth in the lower realm, you experience a certain number of time, not like Christian term. Not like Christian view that once you're born in hell, you are forever in hell, nothing you can do, and all that. You know, in Buddhism, in reality, and what Buddha explained, in reality, you know, like that. So on a certain number of time, then when the karma, until the karma finishes, when the karma finishes, then you don't experience that hell realm. So that. Result of that karma, you know, when you finish, you see. but the creating results from the cause, then the one is the one is I would think that's the most terrifying one, because among the four results, because that completion of karma can produce four suffering results. You know, one of them is the creating result from the cause, and that produces another four suffering result. So it goes on and on like this, becomes endless. So if you don't purify that one karma killing that you have done, if you don't purify that, there are many negative karma of killing, you see. Negative karma done killing, there's so many, but I'm talking about just one from those. So if that's not purified, from that one negative karma, the first suffering result goes on. The killing results will cause, see, the complete negative karma produces first suffering result, so that goes on. So endless, it will endless. If you don't purify the negative karma, we don't purify the karma, and you don't stop. You don't live in the morality, abstaining from killing. So you don't do that. One solution is purifying part of the karma, the karma, and the other one is to stop killing, living the vow, abstaining from killing. So these two are the solutions. These two are the solutions to not experience purifying the karma. If it's done with the limited four powers, then you don't experience the four suffering results. So the purification, even the purification has to be perfected with the limited four powers. Otherwise, the experience of four suffering result doesn't stop completely. Experience all the four doesn't happen. So therefore, there's one thing I have to understand. So these two things are solutions. to stop experiencing continual suffering result from that one that karma goes on and on forever, you see. Experience the suffering samsara, then the other one is so to experience opposite to experience happiness, then opposite of this four, or the happiness, happiness has birth, and has a perfect environment, desirable, see, beautiful environment, the first result, and then to not receive harm from others, to not receive harm, only help, to not receive harm from others, so you have long life, and then also you don't do the action killing again. You know, instead of that, you see, you don't engage the creating the ultimate cause, engaging again it karma, killing. Again, you leave the vow. You leave the vow. Abstinence from killing, so that, so four is all the happiness. So this one I just expanded, but so the point is one need karma, just one need karma. There are many need karma of killing, so much is done, you know, within my life. But one need karma of killing, how that is harmful. How that is, you don't purify, and you have to experience the suffering result endlessly forever, you see. So to get that idea, then you feel even one day karma that's so unbearable, you know, most unbearable, It's a far more, it's much more worse. You can't stand, you see. If poison has gone inside, you see, food poison also, poison in the food, you see, when inside, you know, that caused death. So if you recognize that, you know, you see, if you discover that, you see that you would everything, you would everything to get out of the poison, you see, immediately. Can't wait, even for a minute, a second. Can't wait, you see. So you see, now here, that if you eat poison, that only separates the consciousness from the body, doesn't cause to be born, just by that, doesn't cause to be born Lord illness, you see. That's such a long-term use of suffering. That doesn't happen, that just from eating, having eaten poison. But the need karma, that one need karma is not purified, then you see. Then get rebirth of the Lord's realm and experience unbelievable length of time is suffering. So even the events of suffering like that. So therefore the fear or regretfulness of having created the karma should be like having eaten poison, but it should be so even more than that, because of the harm, you know, the harm of the poison is nothing. You know, the need karma, one need karma, the harm is the unbelievable. See, that you know, this heavy suffering of the lower realm for an unbelievable length of time, and also even the human realm, those all the other problems. You know. then you see that or the sex misconduct, you know, the for some result out of that, or they say that so in this life of drugs, if you're born a human being, but you know, the wife or husband or got a companion, you see, mind is against your mind, you know, against your wishes, you know. So it doesn't get along, doesn't become harmonious, cannot have a happy life, you see. Then also in the office, in the family, people around you, then they don't support you. Their mind is against to your wishes, you know, not harmonious to your mind, you see. So that all the problems, that's the experience the result of the cause. Also gossiping. So you see, therefore it says for suffering result, completely come of gossiping. Chatting with the with attachment, you know, clinging to this life, you know, for that you see. How you say the anger, you know? See on this say and version thought. That so see which which is meaningless, which is meaningless, which doesn't cause happiness beyond this life, you know? So there are many things. So one need karma, of course, there's all the four suffering results. So that experiences, you know, and endlessly. Same as what I explained before, they were killing each other. So first thing that, and then how when one need karma so harmful, so that then the person, then living the sanghas, the all those who live the Trisva, in this Gelong Fullerton, or the Gelong Ma, or you know, male female, Fullerton, female one, or Fullerton, male, however, then there's something much more. If one if one is able to practice Vinaya, the vows, he will leave. if he's able to take and able to live in the vow, then it's unbelievable, the best life, you know, most profitable life, in the most profitable life, see, the best life, most profitable life. Even able to vow and able to live in the vow, then those especially the higher vows. But then your body, you become supreme, see, a special the holy object, you see. And other sentient beings, it helps so much for sentient beings, you know, to collect you see, so much merit, you know, and the respect when they make offering with all this. And not only that, but not only that, it helps, you know, that much it helps, it benefits the environment, and, you see. So many sentient beings, not only human beings, but also Nagas and other sentient beings help so much in their country, in their area, by living in the vow, you see. So much peace and happiness, you see. And whatever merit you, whatever practice you do, with high vow, whatever higher vow you live, whatever practice you do, then eating virtue increases. The virtue increases so much. It increases unbelievable much. the hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, it increases it so much. Palmer created meditation. Even the same practice, but the same practice, doing the same practice, you know, but the little higher vow, the merit increases so much more than the living the 5% or the 8%. You know? So the daily life itself makes huge differences. So whatever practice that live in the higher vow, that's, you see, the merit far, far more of a person, you know. It's like the five rupees, what you call in Taiwanese, kwanchen, five kwanchen, so five kwanchen and the eight kwanchen, and then, you know, tens of thousands kwanchen. So this is a different place. So like that, what you practice, living the high vow, see, higher the vow, then greater, see, the merits always. And always, and then you see, not only that, not only when you do practice, you know, it makes huge differences in life. So there's 100,000 makes differences there. The marriage, you see, then the lives, like that, and then and how many number of while you're living. How many? 300. 숨지 주주. 주지 장을 왜? 아. 저는 왜? 300. 아, 지금 뭐든 60 something, I don't remember now. So, the Bhikshunis, So anyway, so the merits, I mean, if you are really living that, true to God, really living that, then merits also continuously, Gelong 2053, and merits day and night increase. Day and night increase. even you do nothing, you know, except living the vow, but you do nothing. Just eat and go to the toilet and sleep, you see. We do only three things, but living the vow, see. Then you see the merits, every second, you know, the 2053 merits increases. It's always, you collect them, and them in good karma, you collect all the time. So like that, see. But also, there's the best life, with that life, living those few vows, whatever you do is very powerful. Even in my prayer is very powerful. You may pray for others, for the benefactors, for other people who have experienced problems, sicknesses, dying, death, you see. In your prayer, living pure vow, living, especially living the high number of vow, and so your prayer is so powerful for others. So you become Zambala, you know, you become Zambala. So you're living pure vow, then especially higher vow for that, then you become Zambala for other people. You become object to other people, quite so much merit, other sentiments, quite so much merit, and then, respect, make offering, whatever I see, service, then your prayer is so powerful. Result, you see, like that. So, so beneficial for sentient beings, for the world. So the yes. This is the best life. The happiest life with them. Because of all the benefits. But then even also, if one doesn't practice, being careless, then also there's there's a four doors of four doors, four ways to where that you receive so much, you see, vices that not knowing the vows and then, you know, they're not practicing antidote to the delusions, things like that, you see, not practicing consciousness, you know. So you see, so if one is careless, think it doesn't matter, careless, then nirkama is a CD. It is said that one lay person Pabangata Singh said one lay person and killed my memory is not so good. Very bad memories were mixed up with other things. So, if you do one vow, if you're careless, then you see, it doesn't matter. A lay person engaged in all the 10 non-virtuous actions for 1 year. Like that, or even heavier than that, something. So, ordained person, see. So, you want to feel careless. Doesn't matter, you know. So, you see, touching the vow doesn't matter. So, don't remember exactly, but the 1 year lay person engaged in 10 non-virtuous action every day, you see, I think once. yeah, I will check. But where is it? The other things, you see. Receiving, creating, committed one vice, then compared to a lay person, so much they come out there. So, 100 horse, 100 man killed, or heavy like that, or heavy. Look, there are a few other things got mixed up. So I'll check. So, anyway, they're very heavy. So give me ideas, you see, the person, you know, doing those, all the channel virtue action 1 year, I think maybe 1 year, I'm not sure. I'll check. Things that I mentioned in there, very heavy. So, so that so especially those who are living in the the old nation, so in there, see, there are all these things elements the fraud nation who have taken, see, then this degenerates. So they and there's a defeat, there's a remainder, and the downfall, and the individual confession, and then the vices, you see, the things that there's different levels of vices one receives, you see, but the depending on which vow, level of vow is break. So, so the so you want to receive the even the small one, the vice, the people, and then heavier than a person, lay person killed one hand human being and the one hand horse. So that, anyway. So, particularly for Sangha, very important to remember how heavy it is, and there's also Buddha Sabhava. Everyone broke Buddha Sabhava vow, then the the root broad root vow, or maybe even the branches, the second two ones. So there, however, heavier than the 100,000 times heavier than broad Padmasha root vow, the fully ordained persons, they broke all the four root vows. broke the root vows, very heavy, the heaviest one. But then the broke the Bodhisattva root vow, no question, you see. I think it might be even secondary ones. So the 100,000 times heavier, then the block, or the broken all the apartment to dwell. Then then you receive not only broke country dwell, those who have the country high country initiation, then no question about break root vow, but even there even receive the heavy bombo in the gross, sometimes like the gross, the heavy vice, you see. You see that. So those who have taken those who have taken the say the ordination, then that's about the in the floor in the high, but it didn't think so it was to remember the the order it comes the vice of Christ, you see, teaching in the vows. Then those who take Buddhist vow this time lay or ordained, you see. Then they who have taken lay or ordained person who have taken tantric vows, this time, you see. Or the degenerated, you see, or they will think of those shortcomings, how heavy the karma is. and that is not only this life, then you see from beginning, this is rebirth. Number of times, so failure. then if I'm now in the healthy realm, you see. Almost unbearable, see. Even one tiny fine spark of that from the hell is much more so much more heavier. How hot is much more heavier than all the hot, all the hot energy, you know, with all the fire in the human world, you see, put together, how hot it is. That's very cooling. That's like air conditioning, very cooling, or you know, comfort. You know, it's a great comfort compared to one tiny fire spark. The hell, so so how hot it is in the from that, then one can guess if one tiny fire spark is how it is, then how is it to be in the hell, hot hell? You see, on the ground, iron ground, or one is with fire, or in an iron house, completely one is the fire, you see. Like that, and so forth, you see. So can't imagine that, you see. So then, and then, there's all this karma, you know, from beginning to birth, you see. And death can, because death can happen any time, so I can be born there any time. You know, death can happen any time, so I can be born there any time. You see, even today, even this hour, even this minute, you know, can happen there, can happen, you see, born there. So therefore, without delay even a second, I must purify all the all this karma, the general karma. moral law of the vices, you know, natural vices and moral law, say, vices, in Tibetan called Ranshini Kanamato, Chibet Kanamato, so they say those who live in the world, this is, so as I mentioned before, you see, so how's that? So, yeah, those things come on. Purify, see, immediately without delay in a second. For therefore, I'm going to practice, you know, the compassion, see. Okay, therefore, I'm going to. To prostration, with the confession downfall. So for the they come back, the others come back to to the thought benefit others. But before that, it costs you so much, you are near karma, you know, you are suffering. So that now, the conclusion is, I'm going to this practice, the procession, the confession for the happiness of, so that means tomorrow happens, ultimate happiness, enlightenment, for all sentiments, for each and every single sentiment, you know. For the hell, hunger, animal, human, as well as the illness. So it becomes very powerful. When we do practice of purification from the four limited powers, so this is the four limited power is there, the type of the practice, the confession of four. But most importantly, from this four, what makes the nirkama lighter is a regretfulness. If that is strong, regretfulness, stronger than regretfulness you had, you know, aversion to the karma by reflecting the shortcomings, you see, how so bad it is. So how stronger it is, then the nirkama becomes thinner. During practice of purification, this way, with motivation beginning like this, strong and precise with thinking, the analyzing the karma and how heavy they are. So it helps with that. Here I expanded, you see. that's just for knowledge. But every day, every time, you see, you don't need to expand that much. As long as you have knowledge, then you do the main part, you know. So we do refuge bodhicitta, then absorb, purify the emptiness, then generate into tara. The Tara, the crown of Amitabha use. Then from the silver sea, Amitabha use the heart, beam like hook, went away, and then hook back. not only yours, but the gurus. In the view of us and the beings, you see, our ordinary view, isn't it? Karma view. The life which has been taken away by, you know, scheduled or taken away by the the Maharas and Zen and spirit kings of those spirit possessions to where they brought back from tenders, brought back. I say, not only that, then also, brought back, it's called filled with nectar, vase filled with nectar, so for this idea, yeah. In those forms, then, absorbed in the Amitabha's, you know, the long life vase, you see, and then also the, as well as the five elements in essence all brought back when, you know, in the vase, and then in the, also, yes, the, the power world will turn kings, the Brahma and so forth, okay. And the great yogis, so they as pandits, pandits suffer the, all the wisdoms and the realization, they as a pleasant. The yogis and however all the, you know, all qualities of the Dhamma, all qualities of the Buddha, Buddha suffer, so all informal. It has been science, subject, so that's similar. All those, you know, into the vase, and then absorbed into the vase, then the nectar flowed down, nectar flowed down the vase, then entered yourself, the white heart. the heart, you see. Fill your whole body, you see, with your own talent. And you purify all the defilements. Sicknesses, Piraham, sicknesses, Piraham, all the defilements are purified. Okay? Fill the mortal life nectar, you know, increase life, fortune, everything, increase life. Of fortune, wisdom, realization, so the heart is the chakra, the wheel, edge box, the. So in the center, at the very center, there's Srila Dhamma. In the bowl of the Dhamma, there are gurus. Dhamma, all the gurus there. Srila Dhamma, the gurus. Then down below, the sanghas. Okay? So the nectar filled all their holy body. Totally filled all their holy body. Then all the sanghas. Pursue Dhamma, spread Dhamma, or something else. Okay? What's that? then other in the ball in that circle is the ball, the septum, so at the sangha, either there or the dam, I see. Jesus. Yeah, it can be it's a ball. that then all the your families, you know. So usually the father, mother, father, mother, friend, enemy, so those they all all the sentiment there and purified all this the signatures, the spirit harmony, the family that come and purified. That first thing that then second then all the body filled with immortal nectar, you know? The families, and then you see then everybody, all the supporters, benefactors of the sangha, you know, who support the sangha, support the teaching of the Buddha, you see, receive nectar, all the body filled with nectar, getting it, all the supporters and the FMT, you know, organization, all the supporters, benefactors, you know, they're filled with longer nectar, and all those who sacrifice their life, all those who sacrifice their life to the organization, you know, who sacrifice their life to the organization, to the service, to the Sindhi Mishibhuta, all their body filled with immortal nectar. Okay? then, as well as everyone who decided, Om Mani Padme Hum, Everyone who is when you pray long life, long lamentation, everybody who is at Omani Prima Hung, so they, makes their life meaningful, collect extensive merit in the great purification, you see, about Omani Prima Hung, and then, which is called general compassion. So anybody who is at Omani Prima Hung receives the same, immortal nectar. Then, see. And then, so anyone who lives in the vow, anyone who lives in morality, who collects merit to make life meaningful, you see, anyone who lives in morality, they receive the immortal nectar. And then anyone who does good things for others, anybody who does good things for others, good things for others, so everyone receives immortal nectar, receives what they would feel, prolong their life, and then receive life, fortune, realization, wisdom, or that, you see. With this meditation, we recite the mantra. With this system, recite the mantra. Okay. That's the very heart of the essence. Visualize Buddha there, take refuge with the Buddha, and a master is a fully for the Buddha's role, my kind mother's name is. I'm going to long life, the mental strength of the mental resistance of the which kind of will the the grinding long life, the mental resistance of which grinding the grinding long life, the dangers. For the gurus and all the sanghas, all the benefactors, and all the rest, the organizers and the FND and the supporters and all those who offer service, serve us the life. And all those who chant mantra, Manapema, who are also names, so those who live in vow, morality, doing good things, doing benefit others, doing good things for others, all those for their long life. Okay. Then, Buddha absorbed in you, then, the purifying emptiness, and turn into instantly turn into what have and then what I then do. And then you chant mantra with the visualization, okay? This is a short. Om atara tu tatura mama aji panagina puja. Pujan guru su om tara tu tatura mama aji puja panagina puja puja puja. Om tara tu tatura mama aji panagina puja. Om atara tu tatura mama aji panagina puja. Om tara 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 tu tatura Omatar to the room, the the vowel, the consonants, and the depending rising heart mantra. Namo Ranatayaya Oma Namo Bhagavate Aparamitaya Janasivene Siddhatin Zorantaya Tathagataya Arahate Sunyasamam Buddhaya Tayata Oma Bune Bune Ma Bune Aparamita Bune Ayubun Ma Bune Ayujana Savaruva Siddhi Ayujana Kisetu Oma Truma Atuma Suva Truma Hatuma Tetu Oma Savasam Samsakara Pareshudatamate Kagana When there's time then to recite, even to recite one time, as I mentioned before, there are unbelievable benefits. So you can recite, you know, going to chant this few times, can recite that, when there's the right amount of time. So now. So first purify name this you see then the wisdom understand this then the transform that you see. Silver doom then extends you condena then om inside in the form of om then become uncontaminated extensive nectar ocean nectar then that numberless then offering to the group of the matter field and so that offering and taking the essence of guru, we see like that. And then when you eat also Vyasavatara, you know, eating yoga, or thought offering, see, five puja or thought offering, see, the eating of us. And so then, the silver dhamma, that is all the guru dhamma, all the guru, Buddha. Other deities, you know, Buddha, and Buddha, the Sava, the Dhamma, everything. That's everything. So, and that, that's all visualized in the ball of Dhamma, whatever. See, and then Dhamma is everything, and then you see, you make offering, each body, each drink is make offering. So, you collect the limited scarce medicine. So many times it is, but first was done with bodhicitta, then second was offering to the guru, then most extreme merits. But every time when you eat, drink, see, with each eating and drink, so you create most extreme merits like that. Okay?
Mom,
empty to that environment. It was empty by myself alone, it was empty.